Hey, what's up? I'm Jen, and today on Native Talk, we're talking about conversation starters. So breaking the ice is always hard, and we do it for a lot of different reasons. Maybe you just moved to a new city and want to get to know your coworkers better and ask someone out for lunch. Maybe you're lonely and want a friend. Maybe you want to get to know your boss better. Maybe someone in the company is an expert on an issue you're interested in, and you want to get to know them better and pick their brains. Starting conversations and keeping them going is one of the most useful skills. So I've come up with a list of killer openings for someone new or someone you haven't seen in a while. First off, don't go for the standard, where are you from or what do you do? That's boring. Instead, go for something along the lines of, tell me about yourself. This is a great one that allows the other person to tell you about themselves, if they want to tell you about their job or their kids, and it's a great way to know what's on top of their mind. Working on anything exciting recently? Give someone the opportunity to tell you something positive happening in their life and to understand what interests them the most. Maybe they just bought a shop and are thinking about starting their own restaurant. Maybe they're planning a backpacking trip around Asia. Maybe they're getting a dog. I love asking this question to coworkers who I know mostly through the work context to get a sense of what they're up to and what they're like outside of work. What was the highlight of your day? What was the highlight of your week? Better than the standard, how are you or how's it going? It helps people share a highlight of their day instead of a generic boring answer like, I'm fine. Keeping the conversation going is also super important. Now that you've hustled and put in the work to speak to the person you're trying to talk to, it's only fair that you continue the conversation. Examples of ways you could do this could be, what are you doing this weekend? Ever had an awkward lull in a conversation? This conversation starter is always welcome. And if it's a Monday or Tuesday, you can modify it to ask, did you do anything fun this past weekend? Another example of a question you could ask is, what are your favorite restaurants around here? I almost always ask for personal recommendations. They make great conversation starters. Why? Because I always get great tips. And if someone doesn't have an answer because they're new to a city, you can ask about where they came from. Win-win. When in doubt, if you feel a little awkward asking personal questions right out of the gate, use your environment and surroundings to create a conversation. Comment on the food and drinks. Ask about the venue or location. You also can ask general interest questions like their favorite sports team or YouTube video. Questions for work-specific topics. The most successful professionals know how to both be productive at work and to be likable. How do you do this? You have to use the right conversation starters to open genuine, authentic conversations in the office. Sharing personal information to others can increase how likable you are perceived to be and can help form new social bonds. Another example of a question could be, what has been the best thing about working here? This is especially helpful if you're starting a new job. You can also use this one if someone new has joined the team and you want to share your favorite thing with them. Have you learned any tips about working here? You never know what you're going to hear with this conversation starter. It's a good one. I love to ask for insider tips, insider knowledge. Now we're ready to move on to the deeper questions. This is probably my favorite part. I'm a very no-fluff kind of person, and I don't love having superficial conversations. If you're not real, the majority of your conversations can hover on surface-level topics. It's refreshing to talk about more meaningful areas of our lives. Examples of questions you could ask could be, when you were growing up, what was your dream job? Is any part of that still true? Are you happy? I love asking this one anytime someone has just mentioned something about their childhood or growing up. It also helps you talk about if their current job is similar to the original dream and also throw them into an existential crisis. What's your biggest fear? This one's deep, but so good. It always sparks great conversation. What's your biggest regret? Talking about regret can really help you to get to know someone in their past. Only ask this if you really want to get to know someone. And don't forget that the people you're talking to are real people. Follow up with what interests you about them. I know sometimes I get nervous or even tongue-tied around people I really admire or people I have a crush on. They're probably just as nervous as you.